NLHC's Collective 2023-2024 Update by Sid Betancourt, NLHC. Members of NLHC's 2023-2024 Collective have been hard at work connecting with one another, engaging in advocacy, and helping plan NLHC's events. The group first met during the second annual collective retreat on October 6th through 9th in Albany, Georgia, returning to the sacred grounds of the Resora on Cypress Pond, a property of New Communities, which was founded by the late Reverend Charles Sherrod and his wife, Shirley. The Sherrods were revered civil rights trailblazers, instrumental in creating the first community land trust, CLT, in the U.S. The Resora is now used for retreats devoted to promoting racial equity, learning, and community. Members of this year's collective, previously known as the Tenant Leader Cohort, gathered to discuss their shared goals for achieving housing justice and to engage in community healing in preparation for their upcoming work. This year's collective includes 13 advocates: Ramona Ferreira, Safe Section 9, Miracle Fletcher, Housing Commissioner with the City of Atlanta, William E. Higgins, Jr., Executive Director of Homeless Advocacy for All, Tara Madison, National Alliance of HUD Tenants, Sharon Norwood, Housing Justice Organizer with Chicago Area Fair Housing Alliance, Taylor Nouvelle, Executive Director of Who Speaks for Me, Daniela Pierre, President of NAACP Miami-Dade Branch, Robert Robinson, Special Advisor, Partners for Dignity and Rights, and Adjunct Professor of Urbanism at New School University in New York City, D. Darius Ross, Founder and CEO of the Ross Foundation, V. Sanchez, Empower Missouri, Marsh Melody Santoro, Tenant Leader with the Fairview Arms Partners, Albert Townsend, National Alliance to End Homelessness, Shannon Sunshine Washington, Sunshine Charity Community Investment Coalition, and Sunshine Tenant Authority Patrol and Support. Facilitators such as Rebecca Bennett of Emerging Wisdom LLC and Empower Institute, and Dr. Jennifer Mullen of Decolonizing Therapy provided valuable insights, guiding the collective in understanding the importance of community healing, trauma-informed care, and crisis intervention in their organizing work. During this time, members also had the chance to reflect on their visions for housing justice. Following these activities, the collective gathered at Vix Estate, owned by Albany local Clinton Vix. Mr. Vix prepared a delightful Southern barbecue meal that left everyone's stomach satisfied. The restorative weekend offered a space for reflection by collective members, inspiring them for the work ahead. Over the next several months, the collective will convene to discuss shared concerns, chart an advocacy path, and ensure that NLHC addresses the needs of low-income individuals and families nationwide. In the months following the retreat, members of the collective actively formed community agreements to strengthen their organization. They also collaborated with NLHC staff to plan the tenant session at NLHC's Housing Policy Forum, ensuring the event met the needs of low-income tenants across the country. Additionally, they remain actively involved in shaping NLHC's policy priorities. Stay tuned for more information on how to join the next cohort of the collective this summer. If you have any questions about getting involved in NLHC's tenant-led work, please email Sid Betancourt at sbetancourt@nlhc.org.